is Carol. I'm from Waterford. Rosemary on Friday, February 20th, roundtable, said she didn't understand why so many young people were joining ISIS, because ISIS, through its horrible efforts, have taken over lots and lots of oil fields, and according to NPR, are raking in over $1 million a day, every day, from the sale of this oil. So they can afford to pay these very, very poor, dear people money to come and join their ranks.
Rich from Troy, calling about the roundtable discussion about, quote, dirty oil on Wednesday morning. The reason this is considered so dirty is the amount of destruction and pollution caused in bringing the oil out of the sands in the first place. The question of how much net energy is gained by bringing this oil up is greatly reduced by the amount of energy it takes to make it in a liquid in the first place. Additionally, the Keystone XL pipeline would be the first case in which a foreign corporation can use eminent domain to take American property. And as written, the contracts would absolve the Canadian private corporation from any responsibility ever for damage here if there is a spill out of this pipeline.
Hi, this is Jack Millman from Weatherton, Massachusetts. I just want to thank you for having Bill Owen as a commentator. I think he really looks at both sides of the picture and is very smart, and I hope that you talk him into being a regular commentator on WAMC. Thank you.